Bill Peet in Arizona.
Rangers, no ties or feathers have I. No walls of a house are my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway, the stars are my lamps overhead. And when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out a song. We'll ride the ranger's pride all morning, noon, and night. With the yip and the eye, the rope will fly. We'll laugh at danger steady, for your duty must perform. We'll guard, we'll fight to keep the ranger's pride, for we are the kings of the horn.
Look at our handsome foreman polishing the silver on that new Western saddle he's bought.
Yeah, it's a shame I got to work so hard just because that gang got jealous and splashed mud all over it.
I weren't jealous, Jack. I was just sore to think you waited till you gypped me out of my favorite pony before you bought a new saddle.
Oh, no, you weren't jealous. You just looked like a stop-and-go light. You'd turn red 1 minute and green the next.
Well, now I'm flashing yellow, which is a caution signal to you, you big stiff.
Oh! A little jealous music, boy, so this chameleon can change color. Come on, boy!
Just like its title, because that word causes a heap of trouble in this old world.
There now. Didn't I tell you, Curly? You mustn't get that way anymore. Now.
Boss, that fella Jack would try the patience of my old mammy down in Tennessee. And I always said she had more patience than anyone I know.
Jack is hard on you at times, old man, but he seems to enjoy it.
Yeah, but he's the only one what does.
Well, get even with him, Curly, by being sweet. Retaliate with a song.
I'll try and remember how patient my old mammy was down in sunny Tennessee.
That's the boy. Come on.
I
want to
be in Tennessee in my Dixie paradise. An angel's voice I hear, I mean my mammy dear. I'd give my soul if I could stroll down among those hills again. For all the world would not be dreary then. I'd love to go to sleep and know that tomorrow I'd arrive beneath those southern skies where songbirds harmonize. Lordy, hear my plea, make me what I want to be. A rolling stone just rolling home to a sunny Tennessee.
When the shades of night are falling, Tennessee, I hear you calling. My thoughts just roam back to home, sweet home. Every day my heart grows fonder of the folks I left down yonder. I wonder when I'll be there again.
I wanna be in Tennessee, in my Dixie paradise. An angel's voice I hear, I mean my mammy dear. I'd give my soul if I could stroll down among those hills again. For all the world would not be dreary then. I'd love to go to sleep and know that tomorrow I'd arise beneath those southern skies where songbirds harmonize. Lordy, hear my plea, make me what I want to be, a rolling stone just rolling home to my sunny Tennessee.
Pretty song.
Yeah, sort of soothing to hear a piece like that, Curly. It gets me all sentimental.
Yeah, me too. I often wonder if we'll ever see all these things and friends again in another world.
Well, that's kind of hard to say, Curly, but there's a good old song that I know that kind of gives us encouragement along that line.
Yeah, what is it, boss? Hey, who's you sing it?
Curly, let's give them waiting at the end of the road, eh? What do you say? The way is long, the night is dark, but I don't mind, 'cause a happy lark will be singing at the end of the road. I can't go wrong, I must go right, I'll find my way, 'cause a guiding light will be shining at the end of the road. There may be thorns in my path, but I'll wear a smile, 'cause in a little while my path will be roses. The rain may fall from up above, but I won't stop, 'cause the ones I love will be waiting at the end of the road.
Well, that was fine, Paul. That was fine, yeah?
Thanks, boss. That sure sounds encouraging.
Yeah, it sure does. Curly, it just means that no matter where you go, you'll just have me trailing along with you.
Well, I hope by that time I'll have you well broke so you'll be fit to associate with decent people.
Wow, Curly, how could you?
I'm afraid, boys, that everything's going to be all right. Sort of remind me of my grandpappy and his partner way back in the pioneer days.
Well, how, boss?
Oh, they never agreed on anything. Always squabbling and finding fault with each other. And yet if either one of them ever heard of someone talk about his partner, he'd shoot the hat right off their heads.
Yeah. That was in the good old pioneer days when men was men, but it's different now, boy.
Not one whit, Quirly. If Jack was in trouble, why, you'd cut and shoot your way clear through to
him. Yeah, and probably growl and bawl the daylights out of me when he reached me, too.
Yeah, sure. That's just like the old covered wagon days, sure enough.
Parts that grip the hearts of a nation. Travel waiting for you. Real manhood pulling you through those covered wagon days.
Old covered wagon days. Old dragon in their way. Your deeds in history play. Hearts that grip the hearts of a nation.
Traveling the weary night through. They always waiting for you. Real manhood pulling you through. Those covered wagons.
I can sort of understand why you write these here poetry things, because you got a lot of that old time something about you, you know?
You mean romance, Jack?
Well, I guess that's what you call it. You know, straight shooting and a square deal, huh?
Well, thanks, Jack, whether you intended it for a compliment or not. True friendships and straight shooters are pretty close ties to what our forefathers was looking for, you know. The prairie sands are blowing high, the wind moans a sad refrain. The nights and days are lonely as I roam this desert plain. Yet I'm with you in my prairie dreams. I'm with you once again. And though my heart is heavy, friend, my soul shall know no shame. Though we have parted, gone our ways, our paths are wide apart. Yet to the journey's end, I know you'll still be in my heart.
Get your ride.
Well, you lop-eared jackrabbit, I guess after that you better make up your mind to settle down and behave yourself and like me a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose so, but it's going to be tough at that, Curly.
Bells were tolling as we were strolling together. I was telling her we'd be dwelling together. Down at the bottom of a little hill. Where we could live and love and hear the trill of a whippoorwill. We were happy, we looked so snappy together. No mistaking what we were aching to do. You gave your love undivided, just as I did. Then and there we both decided, everywhere that we'd share together we do.
Let's work together and make a boulevard of it. So long.
With the yip and yi, the roar.